no matter where your day has taken you. 101.5 WORD.
The following program with Pastor Ron Moore is furnished by The Journey Radio Ministry and comes to you live today from the Word FM studios.
Good morning and welcome to a special Pittsburgh edition of The Journey live from the studios of Word FM. I'm Ron Moore, and it's my privilege to join you each weekday at 11:30 as we consider God's Word together and determine how we can apply it to our everyday lives. The Journey started right here in Pittsburgh about 12 years ago and now is broadcast on over 95 outlets across the country and on the web at oneplace.com, and I want to thank you for listening and partnering with us. Today we begin a brand new series called Living Hope, and this is a study through the books of 1st and 2nd Peter that calls us to live out our joy and freedom that we have in Christ. And you can hear that message by going to ronmoore.org and clicking on our broadcast right at the top of the page. But here, live in the studios of Word FM today, is my friend and partner in ministry, Tunch Ilkin. Tunch, it is always good to be with you.
Ron, I wanted to ask you about the music. Do you know exactly when it's your turn to say, welcome to the journey?
The exact note. When that note hits, boom.
Because I noticed there was playing and you just waited, and as soon as that happened, bam, you hit it.
Impeccable timing. It was impeccable timing.
For someone that's tone deaf, I was wondering.
Tunch Ilkin is a 14-year veteran of the Pittsburgh Steelers, an all-pro offensive lineman, a color analyst for the Steelers Radio Network, and an author of a new book, very good book called Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tunch, we're excited about the book. We want to talk about that book today.
Well, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. It was a great project to work on, and it started out in a series of Forged in Steel leadership conferences that Damian Williams and I did a long time ago. Or started a long time ago. It's about 5 years, maybe a bit longer than that now. And, you know, as we did these conferences, he said, you know, there's a book in here. Mm-hmm. And I said, really? And so we got into this conversation, and then we joined with our good buddy Mark Miner, and he did the writing, and, you know, we talked a lot, and we put this thing together, and it's been a lot of fun to work on.
I think going through the book, it's for leaders, it's for Steelers fans, it ties a lot of things together, and it's really well done. So we appreciate you coming in and talking about it. Tunch, I've known you for a lot of years, and we've done some journey programs together, and often I hear you talking about Mr. Rooney,
yeah.
I hear you talking about Chuck Knoll, and Chuck just passed on Friday. So what's kind of going, some of your emotions as you think about this time with Chuck Knoll?
Yeah, you know, it's a very sad day. You know, number one, my condolences to his bride, Marianne. They were married for a very, very, very long time. And they had a son Chris, who I didn't know very well, but I knew Marianne. And it is sad. And, you know, Chuck was the ultimate teacher. You know, he always, every day was a day of learning when you played for him. And not necessarily football. Sometimes sometimes it was history. Sometimes it was vocabulary. Sometimes it was physics. Sometimes it was the word. I remember one time I got knocked down. I was chasing Carl Roach, is a kickoff returner for the Houston Oilers, and I got blindsided and knocked on. And we're watching the film, and I got blasted, and he goes, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And that's exactly what I did. I got drilled, and I inherited the AstroTurf in the Astrodome. So that's what, you know, he was just the ultimate teacher.
You're listening to The Journey. I'm here with Tunch Ilkin. Tunch has just written a great book on leadership, Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tunch, let's go through some of these time-tested principles. And again, so much of them are right here from Pittsburgh, right here with the Steelers. The first one you have is inspiring standards. Mm-hmm. Inspiring standards. Now, talk about the first time you suited up, put on that Steeler uniform, and the team had just won like 4 Super Bowls, and there are legends in the locker room. What was it like to do that?
You know, it's very intimidating, Ron. My first practice at Steelers training camp with all the veterans, because the rookies come in early. It's one thing when you're just there with the rookies, but then all of a sudden, week number two, the Hall of Famers start coming in. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Joe Green, Bradshaw, Franco, Stallworth. So, I mean, so you're watching them come down you're watching them come down the hill at St. Vincent's College. And my first veterans practice at St. Vincent's in Latrobe, there were 18,000 fans. And I went to Indiana State University in Terre Haute, Indiana, not exactly a football factory. So we didn't get it. We didn't get 18,000 for homecoming. So I'm looking at it and I'm just kind of looking around, going, "Man, I can't believe I'm here." It's like pinch me, you know. And you hear it today. Mike Tomlin will say the standard is the standard. Mm-hmm. Well, they were the standard of the National Football League when I came in 1980, and I'll never forget that NFL film called Steel Town Tough. And it was the highlight film, the NFL film's highlight film, after they won their fourth Super Bowl. And John Facenda, with that great voice that only John Facenda had, he said, "There are 27 teams in the National Football League. Then there are the Pittsburgh Steelers." Mm-hmm. And that's what it was like.
Chuck Noll had such a huge impact on this, and really building the culture of the Steelers. Since there's a story in the book I love about Silicon Spray. Tell that story.
Well, you know, We played the Green Bay Packers, and the week after the Packers, and this was like my third year, our defensive line was complaining about how slick the Packers uniforms were and how they couldn't grab them. And someone found a bunch of empty cans of silicone spray in the visiting locker room. So a buddy on the team called a buddy on the Packers and say, "Oh yeah, they spray down their jerseys before the game so you can't get grabbed. If you get grabbed, you get tossed." So the guys, some of the guys, I'm not naming any names, not that I would any stoop to cheating,
not that
I would do such a thing, but a bunch of guys were spraying on the spray, and so Chuck walks in, and he sees Ray Penny spraying his jersey. And I hate to admit this, I must confess, Ron, but I was the next in line to get sprayed. And Chuck comes in, and he looks at Ray, and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "What's it look like I'm doing? I'm spraying my jersey." He goes, "We are the Pittsburgh Steelers. We do not have to cheat." And then he looked at me, and he said, "Did you spray your jersey?" I said, and I can honestly say, "No, sir, Chuck. I
wasn't even thinking about it.
I'm just in here."
I was telling these guys not to do this.
I was telling you, "Don't. That's not right." But that's the way he felt. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We do not have to cheat. And you hear guys all the time talk about the Chuckisms. And as I've been watching the news, and he had so many great quotes. There are no shortcuts. There is only hard work. And you start finding yourself saying those things. One of the things that I love that he said was that he used to say all the time is, "The only thing that remains constant is change." You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so I find myself, when I coach my kids in youth football, or even when I talk about business, or I speak to CEOs on leadership, I quote Chuck all the time. And one of his great quotes is, "I'm here to prepare you for your life's work." And it's kind of funny, Ron, that so many of Chuck's ex-players are in broadcasting and in coaching, broadcasting football and coaching football. And someone asked me that once, and I said, I think the reason that is because when you played for him, you learned the game. I mean, he taught you the game of football.
You're listening to The Journey. I'm here with Tunch Okun, who has just written a great book on leadership called Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of the time-tested principles, Tunch, is contagious humility. And we've been talking about Chuck Noll, but it really it came from the top as well. There's a great story in the book about Art Rooney being mistaken for someone, and I'll let you tell the story.
Well, the chief, Arthur J. Rooney, was one of the great gentlemen of all sport, and he had this sense of humility, Ron. You would have loved him. He He used to say to his sons and everybody that worked in the Steelers organization, don't be a big shot. So right before the draft in 1980, they flew me in for a physical. And not only me, but two guys that they also drafted that year, Ted Walton from University of Connecticut and Nate Johnson from Hillsdale College. And so we just met with the doctors, and they brought us to Three Rivers Stadium, and we were getting ready to meet Chuck. And we were sitting in the old Steelers lobby at Three Rivers Stadium with the four Super Bowl trophies right there and a giant mural behind the secretary's desk of the AFC Championship game. And in that mural was Lambert and Joe Green and Ernie Holmes and Gene Upshaw from the Raiders and Jim Otto. I think there was 12 Hall of Famers in this one picture. And so we're just waiting. The chief walks in. And now chief is in the Hall of Fame. He's semi-retired, but he spends a lot of time. He's at Three River Stadium every day. And so he walks in, and he's dressed very casually. He's got a cardigan sweater on, and it's misbuttoned, so part of it's hanging a little bit lower than the other. And he's got this golf shirt on buttoned to the top, and he's got a giant ashtray, and he's dumping some of the smaller ashtrays in the giant ashtray. You know, he was chewing on a cigar that was about maybe an inch long. And he says, hello, young fellas. What are your names? And so we introduce ourselves. And before he can introduce himself, Nate Johnson says, so, are you the janitor here? And I'm like looking at Nate, and I'm going, don't you know who that is? And I'm like so embarrassed, my ears are burning. And I'm just praying that the chief doesn't think that Nate and I are buddies. So I'm just ready to throw him under the bus. And the chief was just so honored. He says, I do a little of everything around here. And to this day, you know, that was 1980. Mm-hmm. And it was probably right around April. To this day, that story, that experience is etched in my brain because I could tell that he was honored that Nate thought he was a working man. Mm-hmm. Because the chief used to say, I only worked one day in my life. I went to the steel mill coming out of high school. I worked half a day, went home for lunch, and never went back. You know, and so to be thought of as a working man, I mean, that humility was just was just so stark. You know, I mean, you never felt like he was your boss, but he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd walk by me, another story, Ryan, and you'll love this. He used to walk by me in the locker room, and he'd say, Tuts, my boy, how are things in Turkey? You know, I was born in Istanbul, Turkey. He goes, how are things in Turkey? Are they still killing each other over there? Just like Ireland. And every time he'd see me, he'd say that. So it was just, he was such a genuine guy.
You're listening to The Journey, and I'm here with Tunch Ilkin, who has written a great book called Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and full of great stories you'll want to read about the Steelers. One of those principles, contagious humility, it started at the top with Art Rooney through Chuck Knoll, and also to the players. You talk about as a rookie. In the book, you tell stories about as a rookie, these future Hall of Famers. I mean, they're really everyone knew they were going to be Hall of Famers. They're helping you out. They're teaching you the game. So this culture really was permeated throughout.
You know, I used to hear stories from guys I knew that were on other teams throughout the league, Ron, and they would say how, you know, when they were rookies or even into their second and third years, there was this competition among the position guys in the same position, and there wasn't a whole lot of unity because it was like, hey, that guy's trying to take my position. When I came to the Steelers, guys like Hall of Fame center Mike Webster, John Kolb, who was as good a left tackle as there was in the National Football League, Larry Brown, the all-pro right tackle. These guys took us under their wings, and they taught us what it meant to be a professional in the National Football League, how to watch film, how to work out, what to do. And, you know, I remember early in my rookie year, I was walking out of Three River Stadium at the end of the day. We had practice, and we lifted, and we ran. You know, you're there 8 to 10 hours anyways. So I'm walking out of the I'm walking down the hallway past the offensive line room where we watched film, and I noticed there was someone there in watching film. So I stick my head in, and it's Larry Brown, John Kolb, and Mike Webster. And I'm going, oh, you guys are staying extra. Well, come join us. All right, it didn't take me too long to figure out, all right, follow those guys, do what they do, and then hope that some of that rubs off on you. And that's what I did, and then Joe Green. I used to practice against Joe Green every day, and he used to just whoop the tar out of me. And one day he said to me, he said, Tunch, do this with your hands. And this is after he bolo punched me to the solar plexus for holding him. You know, good coach of dip that day. Don't hold Joe Green. But Joe said, Tunch, he said, this is what you need to do with your hands. He said, you're carrying them too low and you're leaving them out there. So this adjustment, I did that adjustment and it improved my game tremendously. Towards the end of that season, my rookie year, we were walking off the field and he looked at me and he said, you know what, Tunch, you're getting a lot better. Man, I couldn't wait to get home, Ron. Called my dad and said, Dad, Joe Green said I was getting better today. You know, it's just and that affirmation and that teaching not only went from the guys that were playing the same position that you were, but guys that you were practicing against every day.
You're listening to The Journey. I'm here with Tunch Ilkin. Tunch, an NFL 14-year veteran pro bowler, announcer now with the Steelers, and author a book, Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles. You can go on our website, ronmoore.org. It's our featured book, and you can get that book in many places. You can start there, and we'd love to make sure you get your hands on this book. Tunch, another principle you talk about is strategic team making. And Damian Williams, who writes this with you, says, and I'd like for you to comment on this, the Steelers know what a Steeler looks like.
Right.
That's a great sentence of culture, a description of culture.
You know, what the Steelers are looking for are guys that love to play football, not guys that love to be football players. Now, on the surface, those two statements sound the same. Mm-hmm. But guys that love to be football players, they love the life. They love the NFL. They love the uniform, the money, and all the stuff that comes with it. But guys that love to play football, they love practice, and they love to train, and they love to watch film, and they want to get better. And Chuck was the type of guy, he loved players that loved to play football, that loved to understand the game. I don't know how many times he would say, understand what we're trying to do. He would stop practice and he'd say, understand what we're trying to do here. You don't have to be the biggest, strongest, and the fastest to make plays. If you know what you're doing, if you know the philosophy of the offense or the defense, you will be in a position to make plays. And so he loved guys that understood. And the thing about Chuck, Ron, is that he could, if your offensive line coach didn't show up, he could coach the offensive line. If your linebacker's coach didn't show up that day, he could coach that position. Mm-hmm. He could coach every position. And so he would challenge you to learn every position on the offense. And when we did our little tests, he would want you to draw it up, draw what everybody was doing. And so if you were a guy that loved the game and he talked to you, he would find that out through the conversation that you want to do. You know, there was a sign in Three River Stadium during all the years I played there that said, whatever it takes. And that was Chuck's philosophy. We're going to do whatever it takes. And so a Steeler football player is a guy that is willing to do whatever it takes. And so that kind of model back that started in 1969 when Chuck took over as head coach is the same model that they use today. They want to get players that love the game of football, and that are willing to do whatever it takes.
Forged in Steel is the name of the book written by Tunch Ilkin. You can get it at ronmoore.org. Other places you can start there, and we would love, again, for you to get your hands on this book. Tunch, the Steelers know what a Steeler looks like. That culture started with Art Rooney.
Yeah.
Through Chuck Knoll, and again, so many stories about him coming out this week and his passing. To the players and right to the huddle. Talk about your first play in the NFL and the encouragement you got right there in the huddle.
Well, you know what was crazy? So Larry Brown, who was a great right tackle, and he had been to the Pro Bowl, and he was considered one of the best. So he pulls a hammy. I come in for him, and it's against the LA Rams. And there's a guy there named Jack Youngblood, great player from the Rams. And I walk in that huddle, and I look, and there's Hall of Famer Mike Webster. There's John Kolb. There's the Incredible Hulk, Steve Corson. You know, your basic genetic mutation. You know, he had arms like legs and legs like people. And then I'm looking at all these Hall of Famers, and then there's Franco Harris and John Stallworth and Lynn Swann. And Bradshaw looks at me, and he goes – he goes, "You ready, Haas?" And all the guys are kind of patting. It's kind of funny. There was a show called The Weak Link. Mm-hmm. And if you were on the Rams defense and you were looking at that offensive line, it wouldn't take you too long to figure out who the weak link was. So I'm just sitting there, and Terry looks at me and goes, "You ready, Haas?" And I was lying. I was so nervous. I was about to hyperventilate. And he goes, "Let's go have some fun." And that was it. We took off, and it was just such a great, you know, that affirmation and that encouragement from the guys and all of them. You could do this, Touch. Come on, you're ready to play. Let's go have some fun. And that was what was great about being in. So what made it great to be in that environment is you played against the you played with the best, which meant you practiced against the best. And when you get a bunch of gifted overachievers together, well, boy, you got something.
Yeah. Don't you talk about in this book, Forged in Steel, the six qualities that the Steelers still look for in making personnel choices: character, passion, mental toughness, physical toughness, team player, football intelligence. Character and passion are still at the top.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing football, whether you're in business, whatever you're doing, that's key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got to have a person with character, and you got to have a person who bleeds passion. They're excited about what they're doing.
You know, once again, to quote Chuck, he used to say this all the time, you know, when you'd get tired and it'd be training camp, and he'd always say, if it was easy, everybody would do it, but it's not. And he said, and you got to be passionate about it. You got to be passionate about what you do. So when you come out here, man, take this opportunity. This is an opportunity to get better. And usually character and passion go hand in hand. You know, there's an integrity that you have taking pride in a job well done. And I don't mean pride in the sense that aren't I get, but just in working very, very hard. And so they wanted guys with character. And that's why, you know, Chuck and the chief, and then Art Rooney Jr. and Dan Rooney, the ambassador, you know, when they scouted players, they would look for guys that were character guys that had good reputation, that were willing to do whatever it takes. Because one of the things you have to understand is that if you're just playing for yourself, that's going to quickly become evident. Okay. But when you play and understand the whole concept of team, and Chuck was great about that. He used to say that football team of the 70s and all those Super Bowls, they had synergy. The sum of the parts were greater than the whole. And that's what he was always looking for. So he was looking for parts that would contribute to that synergy.
You're listening to The Journey. I'm here with Tunch Okun, who has just written a great book called Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Go to ronmoore.org. And you can get that book, and we encourage you to get your hands on the book. A lot of great stuff here, Tunch, regarding the principles, great football stories, some things on how to succeed after football, which a lot of guys kind of hit the skids after their football career.
You know, and Chuck always talked about, he used to say this. He goes, your football career is a very short period of time in your life. And so what you want to do is you want to prepare, as he used to say, for your life's work. And that was part of his job, is to preparing you for life's work. And one of the beauties of being part of that Steeler organization, you saw the guys that came before you, like Andy Russell and Jack Hamm and Robin Cole and Dwight White and Elsie Greenwood, who all became very, very successful businessmen in Pittsburgh. And one of the things that you learned from Chuck, that there are no shortcuts, there is only hard work. And my time with the Steelers taught me not only what it means or how to be a good football player, but how to become a good father and a good husband and a valuable member of this community. And you know as well as I do that there were a bunch of guys on this team that loved Jesus and shared the good news of the gospel and Christ's death on the cross. And so, God brought me to Pittsburgh to reveal himself to me.
A great platform
He's
given you to be able to share that message of Christ. One of the principles in the book you have written, Forged in Steel, a quote is contagious improvement. And I want you to comment on this quote from Chuck Noll. I love this quote. He says, champions are champions not because they do anything extraordinary, but because they do ordinary things better than anyone else. That's great.
It is. It's beautiful. You know, people used to say, we know what you're doing because we did the same thing over and over and over again offensively. And we used to just say, good, that try and stop it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that I did, and you talk about the way he put this in the into practice, every day for the 12 out of my 14 years I played for Chuck, I played for him for 12 years, every day we did the same routine warm-up and the same fundamentals. He said, there's no secret to winning football games. It is fundamentals. Work on the little things. Get better at the little things and get better at the things you're not good at.
The book is called Forged in Steel, 7 Time-Tested Leadership Principles Practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers, written by Tunch Ilkin. Go to ronmoore.org and be sure and order that book today. Thank you, as always, for joining us on the journey.
.5 WORD, Word FM, Pittsburgh's Christian Talk. Thanks for spending time listening today.